Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Today's cattle futures market ended up a little bit higher, 52 higher or so on the April live cattle at 119.47. Junes are up 60 at 116.05. The August live cattle at 117.40 up 92. The last couple of trading days have really left us about the same price we started. Had a bunch of sideways trading without any real direction. It looks like the cash trade is going to be 119 or so this week. Despite the box beef market being up 96 today at midday at 293.46, the select up 21 cents, 279. That box beef, which was around 220 for a very, month or two, has really taken off. And despite that, the live cattle prices have just remained the same and even gotten weaker in most instances. If you look at the August live cattle, they made a high at the 1st of April around 124, currently they're 117, and all this despite the box beef market moving so much higher. The feeder cattle futures today were up as well. They were up 60 in the April. That market looked like it's finally going to close down. It closed at noon today at 134.47. May will become the front month. It was up 87 at 135.82. Now September and October are still above 150, with September at 151.62.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Make plans to attend the 15th annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches. It's coming up on Friday, April 30th, high noon at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, including 186 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 155 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. For details, go to expressranches.com or call 405-350-0044. Express Ranches. Grass Time Sale at the Ranch Yukon, April 30th.
Today's grain futures were up 15 and three quarters on May corn, 702. July up 4 1/4 at 648. While September and December were unchanged to a penny lower. The bean market was lower across the board. It was down 15 cents in the May at 15.42 1/2. July was 11 1/2 lower at 15.02. And then November new crop down 9 1/4 at 13.18. So the corn's going one direction opposite of the soybeans at the current time. And those November beans, of course, have been rallying since like October of last year, and they've nearly gone straight up, except for the last three trading days. They've been under pressure. We're still above the 20 and 50 day moving averages at the current level. There was some rain and some rain forecasted. Rain in Texas Panhandle, and I think that's pressuring cotton just a little bit. And also some rain in the first to second week of May up in the north. To maybe get rid of some of those drought fears up there. And that could be adding some pressure. The cotton today was down about 223 in the December at 83.84. Overall, it seems like the cotton market has been spooked by the dryness out in the Texas Panhandle. Still there, really, even despite the rain we have received over the last few trading days.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.